For 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Oh, yeah. We're here. Like we are every Saturday morning, y'all come on in to my house. It's Rosie on the House. My number one son and co-host, Romy Romero, is right here in studio with me. My dear wife, sweet Jen, is in the call screening booth. You give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-767-4348. An auto attendant will answer. You push one, bypass the auto attendant. It'll put you straight into the call screening booth right here in Broadcast Central at the call screeners station. Jennifer will get your name, and we'll get you on air as quick as we can. We've got my baby daughter, sweet Miss Carol Grace Vore, also here in studio this morning, and, of course, our broadcast engineer, Mr. Gary D. And so we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner, to ask us any question you might have on your mind about your house, home, castle, or cabin. In this particular hour, as you know, if you're a subscriber to our weekly email newsletter, which, incidentally, we've recently discovered, we've delivered over 7 million individual email newsletters in our 32 years. Thank you very much.
Isn't that the population of Arizona?
Thank you very much, baby. Thank you very much. If you know someone thinking about buying a house or new to a house or living in an apartment and want to move in to a house, make sure they know about RosieOnTheHouse.com. Because at RosieOnTheHouse, the entire team has one vision, one commitment, and that's to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Romy, did you see somebody was really upset with us about the finance show last week? What? He must have had some sand in his drawers or something. What was all that about? Good night.
Yeah, I get, you know, you can't be every Arizona homeowner's best friend if you don't talk about how to get in and finance your home.
Absolutely.
Castle or cabin, there's very few of us that can afford to buy one for cash or inherit one. So, yes, there are plenty of other financial shows, but if we agreed with everything they said, we wouldn't have somebody else that we feel might have some better information.
We love our feedback. We really do. And for every one we get like that, we even had a caller that hour thank us for the topic, and we actually heard from our guest of the show that his reaction was lots of people calling saying, okay, how do I get out of this apartment? How do I get in a home? So we're here to serve Arizona homeowners, and we want to talk today in particular, this hour, about painting. Now, the one thing I can't do very well is talk about selecting paint. There are a lot of Rosie Romero stories about, oops, that isn't what I thought it was in the can. Oops, that sure looks different on the wall. But I can talk about the proper way to open a can of paint, a proper way of applying paint, storing paint, living with paint, and touching up paint. If you are one of the millions of people that have received our email newsletter and you're currently on our list to receive it, it's by subscription only, it's by request only, and your information will never be shared with anyone. We protect it like we protect our own privacy. The article today is about maximizing paint colors inside your home. And I know you regular listeners have heard many times, I thought coming into the construction trades in the late 60s, early 70s in Phoenix, Arizona, I thought they only made one color of paint, Navajo white. And you could get it flat or glossy. And baby, that was it. Everything was Navajo white, except Dale Trailer subdivisions. They were glacier white, and they still are to this day, glacier white. So Navajo white was like my world. And I never even thought to expand my horizons until our remodeling company back in the 80s began doing a lot of work for interior designers. And I'll never forget the first time an interior designer told me, I want Lawan mahogany cabinets, stained natural. I said, well, that's going to be kind of a bright red. And she says, I know, that's exactly what I want. I say, hey, fine, it'll look beautiful. And I want green carpet and tile. I thought, what? You're kidding, right? This is a really bad joke. We're going to go green carpet, green tile, and Lawan natural mahogany cabinet. Yep, that's what I want. When it was done, it was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. And I thought, well, Rosie, humble your little Navajo white self a little bit and open your mind and start appreciating colors. And I think it was shortly after that, an interior designer we did a lot of work for, God rest her soul, Miss Lee Ferris, we actually asked her to help us do the girls' room at our house. And we wainscoted it, and we hung the beautiful wallpaper and put in that pink crown molding. And I thought, wow, this beats plain old Navajo white all to death. I think that was my favorite room in the house when the girls were growing up in it.
It was very sweet.
It was a great room. So they graduate out of it, and Carol comes along, and she wants her room painted pink.
The whole room.
Not just pink accent.
No wallpaper.
No wallpaper.
Pink paint.
So that's what we painted. And we were going to surprise her. And what does Carol say when she walks in the room?
Not pink enough.
And I'm not kidding. It was Pepto-Bismol pink.
It was like
four walls of Pepto-Bismol.
It was like putting your head inside a Pepto-Bismol bottle is what it was. And it wasn't pink enough.
So did you repaint it?
No, we did not. I don't think we did.
Several years later, she went to blue. And then getting from pink, Pepto-Bismol pink, to powder blue was quite the feat.
That was a job.
Lots of kills.
That was a job.
Because you have to then go back to a white base so that the blue would cover it.
Yeah, it was tricky.
So if any of you homeowners would like to share us tips and advice on how to select colors, please give us a ring and let us know. Share your color selection stories that you have. Everybody has one. 1-888-767-4348. Can I talk a little bit about, after selecting colors, the importance of what do you do with a can of paint once you get it home? And I'll tell you the one thing I love, Romy, that paint companies have started doing that they never did before. And I'm not going to mention this family's name because they're a prominent Arizona family. Everybody would know who I'm talking about. But we were remodeling their home in North Central Phoenix. And Mrs. couldn't decide on a color. And back in those days, you couldn't buy a quart or a sample pint. You had to buy a gallon. Before she picked the color, we had about 13 gallons of paint in 1 gallon pails with samples painted all over the inside of this living room. And of course, what do you do with all those sample gallons once they narrow the decision down to one? They may be listening today, and we may get a call from them on the phone. But now paint companies will sell you the little samples.
I was going to ask, was 1 gallon the least?
That's it.
You get a gallon.
You get a gallon. That's it. But that's back when a gallon was $7. A good gallon of paint was $7. You know, now a good gallon's almost $35-40. So they came out. Now they have the sample pints that you can buy. Helps a lot. And in selecting, I couldn't encourage you listeners enough. Get the samples. Paint them not just on one wall of the room. Paint them on a couple and some inside corners and some outside corners and up high by the ceiling and down low by the floor. And live with those samples a week. See them under night light, see them under sunrise light, see them under midday light, see them under sunset light. Then start putting little sticky notes on the one that continually hits your like button inside your brain. That's my tip on selecting colors. Maybe you listeners have better, more trained advice on how to pick it. But once you're starting to narrow it down, that's my advice. When I come back, I'm going to talk about opening the can and applying the paint. A couple little tips I've learned over the years.